At the March 5th Pocahontas County Commission meeting, the commissioners discussed what to do with the various items that have been left inside the former Howell's Tannery office building in Frank. Those items include books left there by the Pocahontas County Libraries, exercise equipment rumored to have been left behind when the sheriff's office closed its office there many years ago, a number of time clocks, and various other items that have been left there over the years. Jason Bosserman asked the commissioners to consider donating the time clocks to the Upper Pocahontas County Cooperative, or UPCC. However, the commissioners said that any items in the building for which an owner could not be determined are county property, so would need to be sold at public auction. Commissioner John Rubinsky said he checked with the Sheriff's Department about the exercise equipment in the building, and they told him that they have no idea who owns that equipment. Commission President Walt Helmick said that a public auction needs to be held. He also said this should be done quickly because a decision of what to do with that building needs to be made soon. Here is some background on that. The commissioners have been seriously considering demolishing the building as part of a site cleanup and eventual economic development project there. At the February 6th commission meeting, Jason Bosserman and Jimmy Harmon of the UPCC asked the commission to hold off on demolishing the office building. The petition asked the commissioners to not demolish the building because the UPCC was looking to find a viable business to operate in it, possibly as a museum. The commissioners said the UPCC already had about 3 years to find a sustainable business for the building. At that February meeting, the commissioners gave the UPCC until April to present a workable business plan. At this week's meeting, Bosserman told the commissioners that the UPCC has been holding meetings and hoped to present a workable business plan at the April 2nd commission meeting. The commissioners voted to hold an auction of the contents of the old office building, with Commissioner John Rubinsky agreeing to do a walkthrough of the office building with Bosserman to identify just what items in the building have value that could be auctioned. The commissioners also approved a new holiday policy for dispatchers employed at the 911 center. Under this new policy, dispatchers who are required to work on county holidays will no longer have the option of receiving time and a half pay. Instead, they will receive their normal 8 hours pay plus an additional day and a half off work. However, they must use that time off before the end of the month in which the holiday occurred, with the exception of the two holidays which occur during the month of June, which are West Virginia Day and Juneteenth Day. The policy says employees working either or both of those two June holidays will be paid time and a half, but won't have the option of taking a day and a half off in June because of scheduling difficulties during that busy vacation month. Although he ended up voting for the new policy, Commissioner Jamie Walker wanted to point out that 911 dispatchers working on holidays under this new policy will receive their normal 8 hours of pay and additionally get an extra day and a half off. So in effect, they will be receiving 2.5 days of credit for each holiday they work, except for the two holidays in June. Additionally, the commissioners agreed to provide a letter of support for Erica Mark's application for a U.S. Forest Service designation of her 500-acre property as a community forest. This means the community can access and enjoy her property as if it were part of the Mon Forest. They heard a sales pitch from Adam Dixon for the county to utilize the Certified Payments app to pay their county bills on the county website. They approved the hiring of Leisha Castle as a part-time paramedic for the county ambulance service at $18 per hour, and they held a lengthy discussion with the Pocahontas County Solid Waste Authority about the future of trash collection after the landfill closes. Stay tuned for a future story about this discussion on Allegheny Mountain Radio. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.